Chapter 69. It seemed strange to be in the house. David was gone. Anka was gone. Carrie felt their absence, listened to the silences where their voices should have been. With just Lucy in the house with her, she felt as if they were the last two people on Earth. She wouldn't be able to sleep in her bed. The bed she had been dragged from in the middle of the night by Carl Dahl, the bed she had shared with a man she didn't know. Lucy wouldn't want to sleep in her own bed either. She had clung to Carrie like a piece of Velcro since Kate had brought her home. Carrie had dragged pillows and blankets into the family room. Lucy liked to pretend she was having a sleepover or going camping. Playing pretend didn't sound like a bad idea to Carrie either. Her daughter had yet to talk about what she had seen that night. Usually a chatterbox, Lucy hadn't had much to say at all. Kate told Carrie not to worry, but she worried anyway. Carrie knew how what had happened would affect her own life, make her see things through a different filter, temper her feelings. Her sense of safety and security had been blown out of the water. So many things about her life she had once believed in so strongly had dissolved beneath her feet. If she felt that way, she could only imagine how helpless a child would feel. And Lucy had the added upset of not having her father there and not understanding why. How was she supposed to tackle those questions? Carrie wondered. Daddy doesn't live here now, because he frequents prostitutes. Daddy doesn't live here because he's secretly a pornographer. What was she supposed to say? And how would any part of this make sense to a little girl who only wanted her mommy and daddy and for her world to be safe and secure? Lucy slept now, curled up on the couch in the family room, a blanket covering her, her thumb in her mouth. She hadn't sucked her thumb in 2 years. Carrie touched her daughter's dark hair and hoped she was having good dreams. Restless, she went to the window seat that looked out on the front yard, sat down and curled her legs beneath her like a cat. A police cruiser still sat at the curb, watching. The police wouldn't be able to give her this kind of special treatment for long, even though she knew the three people she had reason to fear, Carl Dahl, Stan Dempsey, and Bobby Haas, would never be a threat to her again. She still felt afraid. She felt exposed. All the world knew where she lived now. Her sense of privacy was gone.